It is your Power Station Energy 100 FM. Welcome back. My name is Nishan, and we're still talking to Mr. Daniel Steinman. He is the editor of The Economist, which, of course, moved digital now, but it's still the very same old one that you were used to. Now it's just a little bit different in terms of the number of items that you, of course, can access, and the frequency, of course, of all the news items that you can read on a daily basis. Kindly share with us, Daniel, how many stories do you publish, say, on a daily basis or on a weekly basis?
We work according to a schedule.
Okay.
So we have to find 10 new items every day.
Okay.
That translates to 50 new items every week.
Mm-hmm.
But now spread across the spectrum of all the topics that we cover in the 27 categories that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But what is so nice is digital gives you this flexibility, which you never had as a paper publication.
Yes.
So we updating every day,
mm-hmm.
10 new items,
mm-hmm.
and some of them is what we in the news industry would call fluff.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me explain what fluff is.
Yes, please.
A filler. Any newspaper editor, sub-editor knows that there's an anchor story on every page.
Okay.
The important thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that the priority is towards the front.
Yeah.
So the stuff with the heaviest punch is on page one.
Yes.
And it's still like that in the Digital Economist.
Yes.
Stuff with the heaviest punch is mm-hmm. on the homepage.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you go deeper into the newspaper, it becomes not less relevant, but not such hard news items. It
mm-hmm.
becomes what we call longer reads.
Okay.
You know, so
okay.
it's not something that you would read in the car when you're waiting for the traffic light to change.
Mm.
It's something that you would read late at night at home when you've taken The Economist home and the kids are in bed and your wife is watching TV. Then there's something more analytical, something with a bit more oomph, more grit, and you would read that. Now this is the same in the Digital Economist.
Okay.
There are the hard news items,
yeah.
and there are the longer reads,
mm-hmm.
the more analytical stuff. Then there's a whole lot of opinion, really in your face opinion, but with a big difference that the people that we publish
who
give us their opinions, they are all experts. So these are, I wouldn't say valid opinions, because then I express my own opinion about the validity of their opinion, which I don't want to do. But they've got the technical know-how to be able to express an opinion that is not just hot air.
Yeah.
You know, not just making noise for the, like the city council, making noise for the sake of making noise. You know? These are experts. The flexibility is very nice. It's actually unbelievable. One day you publish 5 very hard items and 5 fillers, and the next day you're struggling. The news editor calls you, have you got anything lying around? Can you forward us anything? Can we follow up anything?
Yeah.
Then there's 1 hard item and 9 not so hard items.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, you've got so many hard stuff that you have to schedule some of them for the next day. More than what you need. You know, so, and on paper, if they've missed the publishing deadline, they have to stay over for a week.
Wow.
Next week, they're old.
Yes, you'll be old.
In digital, with that enormous flexibility, if you don't want to publish them now, you can schedule them.
True.
For midnight.
Yes.
Or for tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Or for whenever.
Yes.
You know, if it's a Friday, we schedule many items for Saturday. And Saturday afternoon and Sunday after church. This is something that we never had.
Yes.
And that we now use to the fullest, which is what gives the Digital Economist that enormous depth.
All right, let's quickly move on to your typical consumer. You did mention, of course, the people that you target in terms of The Economist, but how do they access it? Is there, obviously there's the website to be able to access the publication, but is there like a subscription to it?
It is completely open, completely free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to have is an internet connection and a PC or a telephone and some data or a Wi-Fi where you can connect. And we found with a very large percentage of our readers.
Yes.
That those that you that access us on our telephones, they've got their favorite Wi-Fi spot.
Yes.
You know, where they almost go almost every day, or at least 3 or 4 or 5 times a week.
Yes.
Very interesting, Nashan. In the beginning, 4 years ago, 80% of our readers were PC. And you noticed, you saw that also in the profile, that's when they were in the office. So they were reading us while at work. And a very small percentage, 15%, was mobile, and just less than 5% was tablet. Over the last 4.5 years, this has changed rather dramatically, where we now have 55% readers on PC, still office-based, but the mobile part has grown to 45%. So our mobile readers are now almost half of the total readership.
Great stuff. And what's the website?
Economist.com.na.
Economist.com.na. It doesn't get any easier than that. All right. We'll definitely love to continue with this conversation, but our time with you has unfortunately lapsed. But of course, this is not the only conversation that we will be having regarding some of the things that we have spoken about. So just quickly to close it off, what are some of the other things that the listener can look forward to with our discussions on a weekly basis?
I want to look into the revival of the economy post-COVID.
Right.
Remember I said earlier,
we
need positive items now.
Yes.
Or a positive. Everybody is so negative.
Yes.
We need to shift that mindset.
Yeah.
And to start thinking post-COVID. And that is by finding the positive elements in the economy that convinces us there is actually life after COVID.
I like the sound of that. Mr. Daniel Steinmann, the editor of The Economist, an economic commentator, if I can put it that way, or an analyzer. Thank you so much for taking our time to talk to us, and we're looking forward to talking to you again next week.
Until next time.
We are out of here. Keep it 100. It is your Power Station Energy 100.